views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic, and it is so great to be here today. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Benny, thank you so much for producing the show today.
Sure.
And many thanks to, my pleasure, and many thanks to all of you for tuning in. I am so grateful to be able to be here today to do this show. So just many thanks to all. I can't believe it is December already. And what a December we have planned. Next week, my guest will be Nicholas Pearson, who's an expert in crystals. And in addition to talking about his brand new book, we'll be doing readings together where, and I am so psyched about this, he will suggest a stone or crystal that might best complement the caller's situation. Then the following week, my guest will be Raynell Williams, who is an outstanding numerologist and named one of the country's top 50 psychics. She will also be doing readings with me, but from a numerology perspective. So lots to look forward to on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio this month. So on today's show, we're going to be talking a little bit about how to use intuition to help find your purpose. Get back on track if you've been feeling like you're off from where you feel you should be. And as I believe we all have the power to tap into our own strength to affect change for optimal success and happiness, I will share with you some practical things to try to tap into your intuition so you can, with your own power, get back on the yellow brick road to embracing joy. In addition, today I'm going to be doing tarot card readings for you. So if you're interested in having a reading, give me a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring healthy love into your life, we can look at it through the lens of the reading. My company is Elite Tarot, by the way. You can learn more about me on my site at elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. I do readings in person and over the phone or Skype worldwide, as well as readings and events nationwide. So today I want to talk a little bit about tools to get back to feeling on track, connected with your purpose, and using your intuition as a navigation system. Have you ever said, I know I shouldn't take that job, and then I did. I know I shouldn't date that person, and then I did. I know that I'm not using my gifts and talents, but I don't know what to do. I know I shouldn't go to Thanksgiving at their house, and then I did. Have you noticed that we don't really say as much, I knew I made the right decision. I knew I picked the right company. I am on track. While it would be just wonderful if we all had a crystal ball to peer into the future so we can make the right decisions, alas, that is just not to be. Someone must rely on one's intuition, or in the words of Spock from Star Trek.
Without facts, the decision cannot be made logically. You must rely on your human intuition.
I love that. We intrinsically know we need to listen to our intuition because people are always telling us good-naturedly, just listen to your inner voice. Trust yourself. And frankly, I must admit that I've given this advice a time or two myself. I always talk about how we're all surrounded by energy. Against our own good intentions, sometimes we can be walking with that energy at our face. So we're working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. This might be called stepping on your own energy. However, I believe that with our own strength, we can move that energy to our back so that now you're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. Using your intuition is one of the key tools that can move that energy. If you're trying to open a locked door, you can try to pick the lock with a hairpin, struggle trying to pry the door open, or bang on it hoping someone hears. However, sometimes the key is just sitting there in your tool chest, being unused and gathering dust. That is your intuition, and it is so often totally gathering dust. You can apply this to lots of different aspects, to embracing joy, bringing healthy love into your life, finding the right place to move, navigating family relationships, as well as finding your purpose. Each of these topics could be its own show. So today I'll just be talking about how you can use your intuition to help find your purpose, embrace your talents, embrace joy. Most of us at one time or another have felt off track, stuck, and disconnected. This is very common, particularly during times of stress. It's a very frustrating feeling. I often liken it to if you've ever popped something out a joint, you know it feels wrong, and you know that if you can just twist and turn a certain way, the bone will magically pop back in. Yet no matter what you do, it just doesn't pop in, and until that happens, it's very painful. You know that you're supposed to feel different, and perhaps if you just try this activity, date this person, jump up and down, who knows, you will start to feel connected within yourself and interconnected with the world, yet it just feels disconnected. What's even more frustrating is that the more disconnected you feel, the more the analytical brain takes over, like a bull in the china shop, to find a solution, which can ultimately lead you to even more kind of disconnection. It's here where the analytical brain will negate any intuitive idea that comes to the surface before it even hits the conscious brain. While it seems counterintuitive, I like to call upon intuition to navigate back on track through three steps. First is to tap into our inner voice enough to be able to hear it. Second is to listen to what your intuition is saying. And then third, trust it enough to act on it. I like to start the process through creative brainstorming. As I believe what can be accomplished with just a piece of paper and a pencil, keep a little notebook with you for about 3 weeks and write down any wacky idea that comes to mind. You do not have to do any of the ideas or rule out any ideas. Just honor the ideas by writing them down. So how does this work? Let's say you're in a coffee shop and the smell of coffee makes you suddenly get an idea. Gosh, I would really love to be a barista. Okay, ding, 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 an idea just came in. Now these ideas come in all the time. However, we tend to swipe them down and rule them out before they even hit our conscious brain. Imagine it from the universe perspective. You know, we've got this nifty idea for Barbara. However, she will probably rule it out. So what's the point of bringing it to her? We get so good at negating ideas, analytically running them through a system, that anything that is outside the circle never makes it into the conscious brain. So back to the coffee, one of my favorite things. As soon as the idea comes to mind, write it down. Become a barista. Now, this is not the universe sending you a clear signal telling you you must become a barista, unless, of course, you happen to be a barista already. You do not have to rationalize why you can or cannot be a barista. You just want to honor the idea. What was the point of the idea coming to you? Time may tell, but you don't have to worry about it right now. So you go about your day and you see Princess Kate on TV. Suddenly an idea comes to mind that it would be so great to be a princess. Okay, you just got another one. Write it down in your notebook. Become a princess. Again, you should not say why you can or cannot be a princess, and you should never label your ideas as silly, frivolous, or stupid. We are just honoring the ideas. Imagine the inner child. You are always best served when your inner child is your GPS in life. By doing this creative brainstorming, where you're not forcing the ideas, ooh, what else can I think of? But rather, waiting for them to appear organically. You're sending a very clear message to the inner child. You're saying, I am proving to you that I will listen to your more unusual ideas, so now you can send me the ideas that most closely align with my gifts and purpose, and I won't discount them. Over the course of the 3 weeks, see where your eyes go back to time and again. That's information. Let's say that despite your analytical brain that's pushing you to be an accountant, you keep looking back at where you wrote down to become a barista. Now, it's time to honor this by circling it. It's still not saying that you should quit your job and become a barista, but rather explore things around this. Perhaps get a vase and fill it with coffee beans and see how that makes you feel. Maybe you decide to take a coffee making class that you had forgotten that you told yourself you wanted to do years ago. Maybe you explore the idea of opening your own coffee shop. The end result is most likely not going to be anything literal that you initially wrote down. We're trying to get to the ideas that are outside of your analytical brain, with the ideas that you write down as the bridge from the conscious to the unconscious. Give yourself permission to have fun with this process without placing any deadlines or forcing outcomes. Your intuition is one of your greatest gifts, yet if you're trying to second guess it, overthink a situation, or force a situation, that intuition just goes into hiding. So perhaps the brainstorming has now led to some ideas that you want to take front and center. It's tempting to say, how would taking a coffee making class lead to my getting a job I love? It is still not time yet for the analytical brain to rule, so please don't ask yourself this question, as it will only in a circular manner make you want to rule out the idea and we start back at the beginning. Please try to avoid looking too far down the road. If it was that clear a passage, you probably would have thought of it before. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about tapping into your intuition to help navigate your journey. And then we'll be getting to readings. So if you'd like a reading, give me a call. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You. Yes, you can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. We're talking intuition today, and in particular, how to tap into your intuition to be a tool in navigating your journey if you're feeling disconnected from your purpose, your gifts. Plus, I'll be doing readings very shortly, so if you'd like to get a reading, give me a call at 800-930-2819. Now let's get back to some intuition. If you said it one time, perhaps I just don't have a purpose. Perhaps I don't have any intuition. I would disagree. Your intuition is fine. However, it does work in a vacuum and constantly wrestles against your analytical brain that just wants to keep you safe and works in the land of what's known, whereas intuition works in the land of the unknown. The more comfortable you are with allowing your intuition to lead, the more easily it will make itself known. The more you overrule your intuition, the harder you may have to work to hear it more clearly. What makes intuition even more complicated is that it's rarely understood by anyone external to you. You can see this in any visionary that you may have heard about. Steve Jobs seemed to always know what people wanted in electronic devices, even though others didn't see it. Warren Buffett always seemed to know where to find value in the market, even though others might have mocked him. Howard Stern has said that he always seemed to know where radio was kind of heading, and he let that lead him, despite many others who told him otherwise. In the movie The Big Short, you see the story of a doctor who looked at the data and sensed that there was something off with the housing market. People, and I count among them financial experts, laughed at him. Looking at these visionaries now, you might think they had some mystical special power. Yet, they had no crystal ball. They just listened and used their intuition, despite others telling them that they were wrong. Let's say you leave work every day at 5 o'clock and you take the subway home. There's a subway stop one block to your right or 10 blocks to your left. At the end of the day, you just want to get home. So you turn right and walk the one block to get home. However, one day, for whatever reason, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up, even though you can't see anything suspicious. There are no muggers with signs saying, if you go to the right, we will rob you. However, you decide not to risk it, and you walk 10 blocks to your left and head home. When you get home, you tell your family what you did, and most likely they'll say, great job. You did the right thing. Better to be safe than sorry. You trusted your intuition. Well, feeling like a rock star, you then get two job offers. One that pays $10,000 for a short-term assignment, and one that pays $100,000 for a longer assignment. The hairs on the back of your neck stand up, and for whatever reason, you really feel you should take the short-term assignment. However, when you go to your family, the response is most likely going to be different than it was before. They may say, are you crazy? Take the longer assignment. Wait until what you fear has proven itself to be true. Well, how confusing is that? The intuition is the same. It is there for more than just your personal safety, however. This is why intuition can be confusing, because it's sometimes supported by others and sometimes it's not. Know that your journey is completely unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. And so your journey cannot be compared to that of anyone else, which means that others, while hopefully supportive, ultimately cannot live your journey or perhaps even completely understand it. And that's okay. Now, you might be saying, well, no, I should take the short-term assignment. However, due to financial needs, I can't afford to take the risk. That's perfectly understandable and valid. Yet it is critical that you don't brush the short-term assignment under the rug and look for your ultimate joy in the longer assignment, as that may only lead to resentment and sadness. If you take the longer assignment, know that you are entering into a willful compromise, which can be fine, yet it is not fully honoring your intuition about connecting with your life's purpose. It is important to fully examine what qualities you liked in the shorter assignment to see if you can continue to work towards that or incorporate it into your life tangential to the longer assignment. There's no judgment if the decision is right or wrong. This is all a journey. And we're all in this journey or life of life together, facing different obstacles, similar obstacles, but always unique obstacles. Imagine if there were two restaurants that are open for one day only in your town, an Italian restaurant and a Chinese restaurant. You really want to go to the Italian restaurant. However, it's just too expensive. So you go to the Chinese restaurant instead. Here's where things can go a bit awry. If you go to the Chinese restaurant with the intent of turning it into an Italian restaurant, you will just be disappointed that there's no pasta on the menu, no tiramisu for dessert. That said, if you go to the Chinese restaurant as saying, okay, this was not what I ultimately wanted, however, the price range is perfect, you might actually enjoy your meal greatly as your expectations were in line. If you go to the Chinese restaurant upset that you will never have Italian food again, this will also feed resentment into what could be a lovely dinner. Examine why you wanted Italian food in the first place. Are there ways you can incorporate Italian food external to this one night into your life? You may find that it leads to places you can't imagine. For example, you decide to learn how to make pasta and have friends over when one person says, you know, you have a real gift for pasta. I know someone who knows someone who's looking for a new pasta chef. There is no one size fits all to get a person feeling back connected to their purpose, their gifts. It takes some trial and error, and even then, I can guarantee you two things. One is that your end result will look nothing as you expected at the beginning. If you can accept this, however, and allow yourself to be intuitively led, then the ultimate result can be even greater than anything you could have imagined. Second, it is not like you will say, tomorrow, I hope to feel reconnected. That's not the way it works. For those who are over 5 feet tall, you probably don't remember the day you turned 5 feet tall. It probably happened that you knew you were under 5 feet tall and then one day said something like, wow, How long have I been over 5 feet tall? That's the way this works. It's not, when will I feel connected to my path, but rather, how long have I been connected to my path? Creative brainstorming is a good start at tapping into your intuition, just to give yourself permission to dream about what may be possible in the land of the unknown. Of course, this is not the only step and tool available to you, but it's a good start. There are also many external resources available if you're feeling stuck or disconnected with your journey. If you're going from couch to marathon, it helps to have a coach to help you navigate your physical transformation in a way that's healthy and effective. Likewise, if you're going from stuck to putting your vision in place, it can be helpful to have a coach to help navigate the emotional transformation in a way that's healthy and effective too. I'm a big supporter of therapy, coaches, and support groups. As a professional tarot card reader, a great portion of my work is using tarot to help clients get connected and reconnected to their life's journey. A reading can definitely help, not as someone telling you, you should be an accountant, as that's not authentic, but rather a reading helps to shed a spotlight on where you might be blocking your own internal navigation system and how you, with your own strength, can move that energy to your back so your GPS is setting a straight course forward to joy. When we get back from break, we're going to be doing readings. Today, I'm going to be doing a three-card reading with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something that may be challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. I use the Rider-Waite Tarot deck, and I look at tarot just as a visual representation of the unconscious. Your unconscious is on your side, wants you to be happy, wants you to succeed, so there's absolutely nothing scary that can possibly come up. It's similar to a visual representation of that little voice inside we're always overruling. It's like saying, okay, little voice, tell me what you got to say. I may not follow it, but I want the added insight and guidance. I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session, and I'll be shuffling the cards while I'm chit-chatting with you. Then I'll fan the cards out face down in front of me and use my non-dominant hand, which is my left, to choose three cards face down on your behalf. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, though, we are going to get right to readings. So if you're interested in a reading, give us a call at 800-930-2819. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on the
edge. Are you searching? Are you searching? Looking for a sign, a message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net, 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to schedule a full reading or inquire about tarot card readings at an event, feel free to go to my site. That's elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So I'm just about to start readings. I do always like to start with a little bit of a disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor. A tarot card reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. And also, these are just cards. They have absolutely no power over you. I certainly have no power over you, and you always have free will. So let's just get this party started and talk with Mira in New York. Welcome, Mira, to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Mira, are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Yes, I am.
Hi, Mira. Hi. How are you?
Hang on. Mira, are you listening to us off the air? Or?
I'm not, no.
Okay, well, we're proceeding on with our reading for the day. Are you there?
Hello,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome. All right, Mira, how can I help you today?
All right, well, let's do this. Mira seems to have some trouble listening to us. How about we move on to the next one, if that's all right, and I'll double check with her.
That sounds perfect.
Okay, so let's bring on Erin. Yeah, Erin from Bothell. Hello, Erin.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I've been debating about having a child of my own. I've raised a couple of children that were not my own, and I'm at an age where I'm deciding to go ahead to have one or not, and I'm having a really hard time making that decision. So I just want to see, like, you were talking about, like, the past, present, and future, and maybe just draw cards on that to see what that looks like.
Well, let's take a look. You know, ultimately that decision has to be resting with you, but
right.
We can use tarot to kind of see what else, if there's something that maybe kind of blocking you or something like that. It's not necessarily past, present, future, but we kind of look at the situation, something maybe blocking, okay. Just some advice, but with you having all the power. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask while shuffling the cards for guidance for Erin on possibly having a child. Okay, so I've just been shuffling the cards and now I'm just cutting the deck and I'm choosing three cards on your behalf. All right, let's take a look and see what we got here. Okay, so the first card that came up is, it looks kind of scary, but it's not really, and it's the Three of Swords. And in this card, you see a heart with three swords inside of it. And it talks about the fact that there's this feeling of kind of some pain. Yeah, I'm trying to kind of sugarcoat it in ways, but that there's been some challenges in terms of some heartbreaks and some feelings of some loss and sadness. And through that process, there's a feeling of having given away your power, or being, or in the process of giving away your power, and really not asking yourself, what is it that I need? What is it that I want? What would fill that heart? What would heal that heart? And totally understandable. The thing with this card, though, is that the heart is a muscle just like anything else. And so it has the ability to heal and repair itself and become stronger than ever before. Yet it requires you being able, with your own power and strength, first to remove those swords that are in there, to allow that decision making to take place from that full, clear heart. And so what I would encourage you to do is to kind of ask and see if there's some things where you perhaps have not, you're still holding on to kind of sadness, resentment, anger, and release that, and then make that decision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm so glad, and I'll tell you exactly how to do that. 'Cause there's something that's challenging or blocking you. The card that came up is the Nine of Wands, which is where you see a person who's got a bandage around his head, and they call that kind of that psychic wound, but it just means he's been through the battle, and he's defending with one wand eight other wands. And so it's that kind of hypervigilance, and there's a feeling of having to kind of be hypervigilant in terms of your actions going forward, which is understandable, that fight and flight response and all of that. But when that energy is front and center, it makes it challenging to embrace serendipity or gifts that the universe may just kind of provide in your way, because for you to embrace it means having to let go. So what I would recommend you do is to write a letter. Again, as I said earlier, it's amazing what can be accomplished with a piece of paper and a pencil. And start small. Say, like, the person who cuts you off on the highway, you know, guy in blue Honda, write a letter to them and say, and share everything that you're feeling. I am so hurt. I was really angry. You cut me off. You made me late for work. And you just want to handwrite this letter until there's nothing left, because we want to get it out from where it's being held within. But then at the end of the letter, write, however, I choose to live my life with peace and love and joy. And so for all that, I release you. And then immediately burn or shred that letter. You don't want to hold on to it for a second, but you certainly don't want to keep it within yourself. It can be emotional to write the letter. That's why I always say start small. Start with the person in the blue Honda who cut you off. And then it can be a letter to someone who's living past a situation. Just because even though you're writing the letter to that person, it's not about them. And it's not going to them. They never should know about it. What you're doing is you're taking whatever it was that situation or person left still within you, you're releasing it. You're clearing out and freeing up the real estate. And then you're able to allow that healing process to continue in a way so that you're making a decision without having that unconscious resentment that may still be there, or hurt that may still be there. Does that make sense? Does that resonate?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to do that, because that sounds like it'd be very therapeutic. And like you said, then it gives you more space to make a clearer decision. So,
yeah, and I'm so glad. And, you know, it's, I always say it's about releasing it as opposed to forgiveness. That's, forgiveness is a completely different thing. I just work with energy. It's like whatever you decide to do in terms of having a child, not having a child, I'm kind of like a vocal coach. You know, I, if you want to sing opera, if you want to sing rap, if you want to sing country, that's fine. Just use your instrument effectively. And so before making such a big decision, take a look and see if there's perhaps on that unconscious level. And that's why you want to write until you can't think of things to write about, because the more you write, the more may come up from the unconscious.
Okay.
The advice card is the Five of Wands. And this is a card that shows five people all in battle with each other. Now, this is an advice card because this card, which I sometimes lovingly call the Thanksgiving dinner table, is really about the fact that your brain is probably very conflicted with, do I do this? Do I not do this? And there are valid points. That's the part that is so critical. There are valid points to each and every one of the issues that you're thinking about that are helping you make that decision. However, it's when they become battled amongst each other that one has to win over the others that it just blocks the movement. And so recognize there's validity in that you're not going to win over the mental debate inside. Someone, some energy inside you is always going to have another point of view. The key part is to actually move forward. And so to allow that movement to take place without blocking it by trying to come to some place where all, if you, every kind of point of view inside your brain was a person, then you're waiting for every person to feel completely comfortable with the decision. And that may just not happen because there's valid reasons for the other, for all the other issues. The best way is to disengage, recognize everything is just trying to keep you safe and happy, but to keep moving forward. But doing it from that place of strength, but acknowledging the validity to the other arguments. I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, my pleasure. Please keep us updated, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much for calling. We're going to take one last quick break. When we come back, we'll be doing more readings. So this is Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation, but did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics. Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I have to just keep dancing in my chair when I hear that song.
I'll be honest, that's a showstopper right there. I love it.
I love it.
I'm doing the same thing.
You can't help it.
I know.
Welcome back. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, and we are doing readings, taking calls. Let's try back and see if Mira from New York, see if the sound's working again. Mira, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Woohoo!
Yay! It works. Welcome.
Myra.
Thanks. Thank you for letting me know. Myra, welcome. How can I help you today?
Well, so I've been feeling really good for the past probably 2 years. Really, really awesome. And I wanted to know, I've been trying to put in for a transfer with my dad to move out of state, and it seems to be stuck in limbo.
Okay, so the phone was a little bit broken up. So you've been trying to apply for this transfer, and there's been a holdup. Did I hear that correctly?
It's just stuck. Nothing happens. You know, I apply every month for positions. It's okay. Within my company, and I seem to be stuck.
Okay, so I've pulled three cards for you, but before I do that, I just want to say, do you have, and what you may want to consider doing if you haven't done it already, is again, what it can be accomplished with a piece of paper and a pencil, is to write down, handwrite out the qualities that you're looking for in your ideal job without it being must be with this branch, must be with this department, must be working for Bob. You know, the qualities, friendly people, travel, no travel, office, no office. Do you have that written down?
I have not.
Okay. Do that today and see if there's some information that surprises you. Maybe something you think is going to be first on the list never makes it. Your hand just doesn't write it down. And something that you didn't think was that important, your hand writes in big giant letters. All of that is really valid information. Then what you're doing is, but you're stating your intention very clearly to the universe because you're writing it down. In fact, you're forming a contract.
That is it, yes.
I'm sorry?
That is it. I do.
Excellent. But then once it's now written down, you've made that contract with the universe, but now you know not to apply for jobs that might be against anything that is on your written list. So allow that list to help guide you to take the emotion out of the equation and just to make sure that that you're working in ways where you're moving that energy in your on your behalf. But I totally can see what's going on here, because the card that comes up is the Hanged Man. And in this card, you see a person literally hanging upside down on from a tree. But he's in absolutely no discomfort, and he's waiting for inspiration to hit him. But when the Hanged Man appears, it means that there is some sort of situation that's in a pause mode, and it's because of things that are just external to your power. So it's like, you know, you want to get a job, but you can't until this happens. I want to start school, but I can't until September. There are things that are just out of your power that may be contributing to the reason why there's somewhat of a stall. The key part is not to let it freak out, but rather to try to find the peace in the stillness. And to see what during this time, since you're in this paused mode, what in this time might allow itself to come to the surface, similar to my talk on intuition, that might give you joy and create a better building block of joy going forward. Yeah. Something that's challenging or blocking is also what we call a major card, and it's the Emperor. And, you know, and I think I can see why these two cards are coming together, because the Emperor talks about the fact that there is a weightiness, a seriousness to your life that you perhaps would not have chosen if you could have done it early, done it differently, but you were given more responsibility at a younger age. And so there is that weightiness where you're always kind of trying to do the right thing, make sure others are content, but that experience, that energy has served you well in life, but it doesn't make it easy to embrace joy and give yourself permission to do that joyous things just for no other reason than the fact is that you want it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very much.
Well, and take this time, because, wow, I just pulled over the advice card, and it's the Empress, and which is you've gotten three major arcana cards. Now, what that means is that this is not so much about what you're doing, but rather trying to decide, okay, what if this next chapter in my journey had a name? What would I call that name? What do I want my chapter to look like? Who am I in this chapter? And since you're in this holding pattern and you've kind of got that energy of just, I got to do the right thing. I got to be the responsible one. I got to do serious stuff. Allow yourself to embrace your creativity. Allow yourself to sit back and enjoy a time of trying to find out, what qualities do I need to be happy? What sort of things can I incorporate in my life? What sort of things when you were 8, 10 years old did you used to love to do?
Oh, yeah.
Myra? I'm sorry?
Yeah. When I was a child, when I was 8 or 10, I don't think nothing stands out. Later on as a teenager, I became a voracious reader. And I've always wanted to dance, but I've never done it. How to dance.
Okay, well, so since we're in the holding pattern, it's time to go dancing. You got that music we just played. You can play over my show again and dance. Take that dance class. Give yourself permission to do that. Embrace that creativity. Embrace that time. This is a time of growth and joy. There is no reason why you can't just turn on some music and start dancing. It doesn't have to be perfect. It just note how your body feels when you do it. And see how that, even it seems like they're not related, can counterintuitively make things start moving things in the right direction. Myra, please keep us updated. We're going to have to close this show, but please keep us updated. And thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you. It's my first time listening to this, and I got in. I am so happy. Thank you.
Well, listen again. I'm so glad you called. So thanks so much for calling. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Next week, my guest will be Nicholas Pearson, and we'll be talking crystals and stones, which is great, as I've got lots of questions for him. Thank you, Benny, for running the show. And thank you all for tuning in. I am so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week. And I look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness, as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.